Okay, let's start the next perek, Dibur HaYom and Beis, perek Chavtes, the 29th perek. And this is if it starts with Chizkiyahu, or how he's called in this perek, Yechizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was a tremendous tzaddik. And again, as we said, we're going back and forth. We have Yotam, who was a tzaddik, and Achaz, who was not a tzaddik, and Chizkiyahu, who was a tzaddik, and Menashe, who was not a tzaddik, and then Yoshio, as we will see. But Chizkiyahu was one of the major players in history. He was brought back, as we'll see, buried next to David and Shlomo, because he was such a builder and a leader of the Baal Tshuva movement. And there is a numerous prakim, right? Most of the other kings got one parak. There were a couple of prakim here that we'll talk about. Chizkiyahu, parak Chavtes, parak Lamed, parak Lamed Aleph, and until finally the Lamed Vez is about Sanherif coming in and defeating. So Chizkiyahu, what the Gemara tells it in this parak, he becomes the king. And right away, in the first month that he's the king, he starts the tshuva process. He starts purifying the Beis HaMikdash, getting rid of all the Avodah Zarah, gathering the Kohanim and the Leviim, and psyching them up and saying, we have to do better, we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our forefathers were punished because they didn't, and we have to sanctify, we have to purify the Beis HaMikdash, let's do it. And they do it as quickly as they can, and they do it in Nisan. We'll have to see in the next parak exactly what happened that Nisan. Finally, after it's done, Chizkiyahu gets up and they bring many, many karbanos. Reminds us of the beginning of the original sanctification of the Chanukah of Shlomo. And they blow trumpets and chatzotzros. And Chizkiyahu says, okay, now you're on God's team. Let's make sure that we stay on the straight and the narrow. And the parak ends off by saying that they are very happy. Vayismachi Chizkiyahu, they're all happy in their connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so here we go, parak Chavtes. Yechizkiyahu, Malach. Ben Esrim v'chameish shana, 25 years old. Ve'esrim v'teish shana malach v'yushalayim for 29 years. V'shem imo, as it always says, avia bas zichario. Vayas hayashar b'nei Hashem, k'chol asher asa David aviv. And he did yashar. He did straight in the eyes of Hashem, like David. That's it. Doesn't say, just not like David, like all the other comparisons. No, he did like David. There is a medrash. The medrash in Bamidbar, in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. The medrash says, Zos chukas, zos shamar Iov. Mi tein tohar mi tame lo echad. The pasuk in Iov. Who took out tar from tame? Not one, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we darshin. The medrash darshins, mi tein tohar mi tame. You took out a tar thing from a tame thing. Kagon. Avraham mi terach. Avraham, a tar, came from terach. Chizkiyahu me achaz, our perek. Yoshiyahu me amon. Coming up later, Mordechai Mishimi, Yisrael Me'ovde Kochavim, Olam Haba Me'olam Hazeh. Olam Haba is something Torah, Olam Hazeh is something Tameh, right? Yisrael Ovde Kochavim. So who does all of this? That Lo Echad, isn't it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first one on the bottom wonder, what do we get Shimi from? But that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi Asa Kein, Mi Tziva Kein, Mi Gazar Kein, Lo Yechido Shel Olam. So Chizki is on this list. Mi Tein Tar, Mi Tame, he came from Achaz. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us many Bamari Chazal about the godless of Chizkiyahu. Again, not all of it is in the text. In the text, we just know that he purified the Beis HaMikdash, but we know that the Gemara, the Torah Shabbat Pet tells us about the tremendous Torah learning that was happening in the days of Chizkiyahu. Everyone knew Torah, every little child. And the Gemara says, Sadi Dalet Aman Aleph and Sanhedrin, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos Chizkiyahu Mashiach, V'Sancherev Gog U'Magog. Hashem was going to make him into Mashiach. He was on such a level to make him into Mashiach. Amra Midas Adin Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Midas Adin said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma David Melech Yisrael Sha'amar Kamar Shiruv Sisbrachos Levanecha. David HaMelech, who sung such songs to you, Lo Asito Mashiach, you didn't make him Mashiach. Chizkiyahu Sha'asito Lo Kalanisim Alalu. Chizkiyahu, we'll have to see with the Ashur and the army, the amazing miracles. Lomar Shiruv Levanecha, Taseo Mashiach, Lekach Nistatem Hashem, did not bring it. But he was on the way. He was in the parsha of Mashiach, which says something amazing about him. So he does Yashar in the eyes of Hashem. Hu Bashana Harishona Pasach Gimel. Already in the first year, B'malcho L'chodesh Harishon, the first year, the first month, Pasach Adasos Beis Hashem, he's 25 years old, he opens the doors. Remember, Achaz had closed the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. So he opens Vayechazkema. We learned in the end of the previous parak that he took his, one of his first things he did, it was he exhumed his father's bones and rolled them around and dragged them around to try to get his father some kapara. But what did he do? He opened the doors, Vayechazkim, he strengthened. Vayaveas HaKohanim Es HaLeviim, he brought the Kohanim, the Leviim, Vayasfeim L'Rechov HaMizrach. He brings them to the east, the eastern side, maybe he brings them into the Ezras Noshim, or the Harabayas. Vayomer Lahem Shema'uni HaLeviim, listen to me, Leviim, Ata Hiskadshu. You need to purify yourself. Hiskadshu, you need to go to the mikvah. Go to the mikvah. The Mitzvah David says, Hitar, Vekachu is based on Hashem Alakei Avoseichem. We have to get the base of English back in order. We have to sanctify, we have to purify. Votziu es Anida ben HaKodesh. Take out the Nida. Take out the Nida from the Kodesh. This he was referring to, take out the Avodah Zarah from the Kodesh. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, based on this and other sources, that Avodah Zarah is Metameh Kenida. Avodah Zarah is in Perek Rabbi Akiva. Beginning of Perek Amar Rabbi Akiva, first Mishnah, Pei Beis and Aleph and Masechta Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Minayin Lavodah Zarah Shemetame B'Masa Kinida. How do you know? Tamei Masa. Shenemar Tizrim Kemo Dava Tzeitur Marlo. Ma Nida Metame B'Masa Af Avodah Zarah Metame B'Masa. So it's compared, and this is another one of the psukim that point in that direction, the comparison between Nida and Avodah Zarah. So he got the Avodah Zarah out of the Mikdash. Remember, that was the one, the king of the god of Aram that was rebuilt, that Achaz told his Kohen Gadol to build it in the base of Mikdash. Because our forefathers violated Me'ilah, Vayazvu, and they left Hashem, Vayasebu Pineya Mimishkan Hashem, Vayitznu Oref. They turned their backs. So let's say they Dafka turned away from the west, and they worship the sun. Vegam sagru dalso seulam. They close the doors. Vayachabos and theirs. They extinguish the candles. What do you mean they extinguish the candles? Shouldn't it just say they didn't light the candles? What did they extinguish the candles? So the Befarshim say, the Rinas Yitzchak, that maybe it means that even the fire that came down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was supposed to always, the Nair that symbolizes the Ashrasa Shechina, Gemar and Shabbos, that they extinguished. They didn't want to have, he, Achaz, didn't want to have any remnant of Shechina, any remnant of Kedusha. And that's the Neiros, the Ketores Lotiru, right? The special Avodos, the Neiros and the Ketores, right? The Neiros, but lighting the candles is Kavod Habayis, and he was the exact opposite. He did not have Kavod Habayis, right? He did everything he can to remove the Kavod Habayis. Right? We spoke about Shomrim in the previous parak. But the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Sadiches, Mitzvah 98, regarding setting up the candles, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Shetzivon HaShem Yisbarach Lios Ner Dolek Bebayis HaKadosh. A candle should always be lit. Lahagdolas Habayis L'Kavod U'L'Tiferes Be'enei HaRoim. Kichein Derech B'nei Ish L'Hiskabed Be'Batein B'nei Rizdolkim. You have candles lit, that's fancy, that's ambiance. V'chol Inyan Ha'agdola Bo K'dei She'yachnis Ha'adam B'Libo K'she'yir'eu Morev Anava. It's all to be part of the inspirational experience that a person has when they go into the Mikdash. That's exactly what Achaz wanted to remove and what Chizkiyo wanted to bring back. V'kfar amarnu ki b'maisa atov hekshar ha-nefesh v'kol zeh soviv al ha-yisod ha-banu ilanu ki kol nigzer mitzad ha-makablam. Hashem does not need the light. Hashem does not need the warmth. It's all for us. Im he-yose ma'amin be-emes ki yesh l'mekubalim b'nyanim e'il l'chachmos rechvados. There's a lot of sodos that happen, but that is not our issue. So again, lighting the candles is crucial part of the avoda, and Chizkiyo tried to bring it back. So what the Achaz do? They didn't light the candles and no ktoros and no karbanos. There was anger as Chizkiyo was putting everything into a context. You think everything that happened was just happenstance, a coincidence? No, it's because we, our forefathers, didn't listen, and that's why Hashem got angry. And it was desolate. People were shrieking. Like you saw, our fathers, literally, fell in sword. We know from the previous dar, they knew that they were taken captive, even if they were let out, because of the feeling and the compassion of the Malche and the people from Israel. But still, let's make a covenant. Let's make a covenant. This is what our great leaders do at times like this, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim says, if we can make a new bris, Hashem will remember his old bris. That's what it says. And Ezra HaSofer did the same thing. Remember in Sefer Ezra, in Perek Yud, when Ezra comes back and he sees everybody married to Goyim and intermarried, Avayomer LeEzra, Anachnu Ma'alnu BeElokeinu. This is Perek Yud in Ezra. Vaneshev Nashim Nachrios Me'amei Aretz. V'ata Yish Mikva LeYisrael Al Zos. Is there any hope for us? Ata Nichras Bris LeElokeinu. Lohotzi Kol HaNashim. V'hanolad Mehem Ba'atzas Hashem. V'acharedim BeMitzvas Elokeinu. U'katora Ye'aseh. Kum Ki Alecha Adavar V'anach Rimach Chazak. Let us make a bris. They wanted to make a bris in the days of Ezra. It's exactly what's going on here, to make a bris. And again, remember the bris. What is a bris? A bris is when two sides come together and become one. That's the beautiful depiction and description of the Sefer HaIkarim in the end of his Sefer, Maimar Ravi, Perek Mem Hei, where he discusses the ancient custom, bris bein habesarim, the bris of between the parts, that the way of a covenant was to cut an animal in half, and the parties would walk through the two halves of the animal. What kind of strange ceremony is that? Says the Maimar HaIkarim, oh, it's so deep. It's so deep. Kidei likshar uladave ka'ava beinehem. Ach yushneim ki'ilu heim guf echad. It's as if they're one unit, like two halves of an animal. So it's as if they're one unit, the two parties walking through. V'yishmer kol echad meihem es chaveiro kishmiraso es atzmo. Lefecha, chayikarsin balchay l'shnayim, these are cut an animal in half. V'ovrin bein abasar mahim, to walk in between these two parts. La'os, as a sign. Ki kamosha shnei abasar mahim, ayu guf echad, bebalchay, just like these two parts were part of one unit when the animal was alive. Biosochay, v'yagam kol chelik meihem margish besar chaveiro, and each half feels the pain of the friend, of the other half. Ad kasher hayamagia choli onezek b'chelok ha'echad. When one feels pain, hayachavir margish b'choli, the other half feels pain. So too, anshim anashim karsei habris, you could go fechad b'yosam b'chaim b'lo yafred b'neim b'racham avis. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us, with the bris ben abasarim. He went through, Avin went through, to teach us that Hashem will always be our other half, no matter what happens. Hashem will be our other half, and He will feel the pain for us, just like that's a covenant. It's a medrash that's quoted in the Shimon Kubetzes in Menachos, where the medrash says that there was a story that came in front of Shlomo, right? The famous one in the Psukim is that two women, and they're arguing about the baby, cut the baby in half. There's another story, and the medrash, Tosfos quotes part of it, he doesn't quote the answer, that somebody was born with two heads. Two heads, and they were arguing, you know, how many portions should they get? Should they get one portion of the Nachla or two portions of the Nachla? So this two-headed person says, we want two portions of the Nachla, because we're two heads. So what's the halacha? So the Shimon Kubetzes quotes what Shlomo did. Shlomo HaMelech covered one of the heads and poured hot water, some hot water he sprinkled on the other head. And the head that was covered starts screaming out in pain. Shlomo says, you're one. You feel the pain of another, so that's one. Amazing. So that's the what is mentioned by a bris, and that's what Chizkiyo does here. It says, let's make another bris, a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Banai, al tishalu, don't tishal, what's tishalu? Mefari says, Lashon Shkaga. Don't be negligent. Ki bachem bachar Hashem la'amod l'fanu l'sharso. Because Hashem chose you. Don't small and cringe away. Hashem chose you. He wants to be connected to you. V'lios lo misharsim umaktirim. Hashem wants you to be maktir. Hashem wants you to serve. Right? He says, Banai. Banai, my children. If you look in the Biurei Chasidus, Navi, here he quotes from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he quotes, he's the only king that used the lashon of my children. Av shechizkiyo haya melech Yisrael, shedarko lidog l'chol tzarchei ha'am kamo av ne'eman b'chol zos lo nimsa b'shum makom. Shemelech yikar la'amo banai, only by Chizkiyah. Why? Because he also taught them Torah. And when he teaches them Torah, kalamayim and his ben chavir Torah, ki'ilu yaldo. Ki'ilu yaldo, and that's why the Lubavitcher Rebbe suggests why he says banai. I think I've told that story before, that one time there was a wedding, and Rav Shlomo Zalman was the Rebbe, and Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Shach were both at the wedding, and they were arguing who should be Masada Kedusha, because one of them was the Rebbe, and one of them was the uncle. One of them was the Rebbe, and one of them was the uncle. Rav Shlomo Zalman was the uncle of the Chassan, and the Chassan learned in Panovich with Rav Shach. So they were arguing who should be. So finally he says, you're the uncle, he says to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says to him, I don't remember which one it was, but the other one says, but I might be the uncle, but you teach him Torah, and you're the Rebbe. and a Rebbe is like a father. And a father is closer than an uncle, and therefore you should be. So that's the story. But that's why he says, Banai here. But you come all Levim, so what happens? Levim get up, and they say, okay. So who, the Levim, Machas, Ben Amasai, a representative from each family, Kahas, and Merari, and Gershuni, and Elisaphan, right, from all of the families. Umin b'nei Haman, whole list of people mentioned here. Vayasvu asacheyem, vayiskadoshu, they gather all the other people from their family. They sanctify themselves, they go to the mikvah, they purify themselves. Vayavo, kemitzos amelak, kedibidir Hashem, v'tayar beis Hashem. They come to purify and restart. Vayotziyu eskol atum asher matzu beichal Hashem, they take out all the things that are tameh, avodah zarah, and else, and others. They had like an assembly line. The Levim waited outside. The Kohanim brought their stuff. The Levim went and threw it into the Kidron Valley. Originally started on the first day of the month of Nisan. Lekadesh. Right. We'll have to see in the next parak. We'll talk about Chazal say that what happened was that Chizkiah wanted more time till Pesach, so he wanted to be ma'aber the Shanas. He had on an extra month, but it was a little too late, and Chazal didn't want him to do it. But at this stage, he thought he had an extra month. So it was day one. They started. Uvim Shmon al Chodesh Bo LeUlam. They were able to come in a week later to the Ulam Hashem. Veikachu es Beis Hashem Liam Shmon. Uvim Shisha Asar al Chodesh Arisha. Finally, on the 16th day, which if it was Nisan, it would be the second day of Pesach. But if not, it's just in Adar, it wouldn't be a problem. Obviously, it was before the Purim story, so don't have to worry about the 16th of Adar. Vayavo'u p'nim el Chizkiyah HaMelech. And after they did that, they came into Chizkiyah, Vayomru, Tiharnu, as kol Beis Hashem. We did it. We purified it as Mizbach HaOlev, as kol Kelev, as Shulchan HaMareches, as kol Kelev, the Mizbeach, the Shulchan. The Shulchan, they would have to tovel. The Mishnah at the end of Chagiga, right? If it's a kli, if it became tami, you got to tovel it. But we did that all. It's called a kelim asher yizniach hamelech achaz. But Malchuso, all the kelim that achaz left and made impure. B'ma'alo heichanu v'ikdashnu v'hinam lefnei mizbeach Hashem already. So Chizkiyo gets up. Vayashkim yichizkiyo hamelech. Vayeso v'sar ya'ir. He gets all the officers ready. Vayal beis Hashem. He goes up and he brings many, many karbanos. Many karbanos that are listed here. Elim and Kfasim Vayagishu Pasach of Gimel. Es Siire Achatas Lefnei HaMelech Vahakahal Vayismichu Yideim Aleihem. Interesting that they did Smicha. When do you do Smicha? Usually Karmel and Sipur don't get Smicha. But the Rambam says, and the Malbim points out this halacha. The Rambam says in Maaser Karbanos in Gimel Yud, based on the Mishnah in Meseches Menachos, Ein smicha b'karban asibur chutz mishtei smichas, except for two. Al si'ir ha-mishtalayach, that's not this, v'yal par helam davar. Shlosha min asanhedrin, somchen alav. When the bezdin makes a mistake, on the rather they bring a par helam davar, so maybe this is like a par helam davar. V'davar zeh alacha mipim Moshe Rabbeinu, she'im b'tzibur el ashtei smichos, or you say it was harasha. We say it's a rasha, it's a special din that never applied. Vayishchatum haKohanim, the Kohanim did the Shechita. Also interesting why the Kohanim do the Shechita. Right, Shechita Ksheira Bizar. Did the Kohen, is there a Chachila? There's a Me'iri in Yuma, I think on Daf Chafhei, where the Me'iri says by Karban Sibur, there's a Lachachila for the Kohen to do it. Karban Yachid Shechita Ksheira Bizar. But a Karban Sibur, a Kohen should do it. So maybe here too. Vayishchatum haKohanim, Vayachatu Asdama HaMizbecha. They took the Dam, Lechaper al Yisrael, Ki Lekol Yisrael Amar HaMelech. They stood up and they started playing music. Harps and cymbals. They started the b'mitzvahs David based on the David Hamelech's command. The God Choza Hamelech v'nasan Navi. The Mefarish points out that it's not Mefarish in the Torah. They have to have instruments along and singing along with the karbanos. But that's the Din Darabanan, right? That was passed down in Torah Shel Peh from David, God. And Nasan. Vayamdu alavim bechlei David. They got up and they were singing the musical instruments with all the karbanos. V'yamar Chizkiyo alos ola. Chizkiyo says to bring an ola, and they bring olos. Next couple of psukim. Vayan Chizkiyo finally pasuk lamad aleph. Chizkiyo says to them, Atah mileisem yedeichem Hashem. Goshu vaviu zvachim mitodos lebeit Hashem. More karbanos. V'yaviu akol zvachim mitodos v'kol nidiv leiv. Olos. That phrase is darshan by Chazal, nidiv lev, that maybe certain hektish or certain nidarim, or tzedakas, or even in the heart, before you say it. V'chol nidiv lev, olos. That's darshan by Chazal. Look in Shavuos Daf Chavav. V'haya mispara olash or hevi akol. How many olos were brought? How many kachim were brought? It says that there weren't enough kohanim to do the avoda. Raka kohanim oyu lema'ad v'lo yachlo lahafshit. They couldn't skin, which is interesting, because skinning doesn't have to be done by the kohanim. Okay, they couldn't skin, so the Levim helped them out. Vayichaskem achem alavim ad klos hamalacha. Vayiskachu akonim till all they had enough kohanim who were tahar Ki alaviyam yishrei lev lehis kadesh me'akonim. The Leviyim were more, bizrizus than the Kohanim. The Mefarshim here talk about why that might be. But either way, have many karbanos, and the parak ends off by saying, Vayismach yichizkiyo v'chala'am, they were all happy. Al ha'echin ha'elohim la'am, that Hashem helped them. Ki bepitom hayadavar, because it was pitom, it was suddenly. What does that mean? It went quicker than they thought. They had special siyata d'shmaya in terms of what they were doing, and the word pitom is used. The Chavetz Chaim makes a big deal about the word pitom, right? It says pitom at the end of Baal Oscha, when Hashem appeared to Aaron and Miriam pitom, and they started screaming mayim mayim, and it says in Malachi that the Mashiach is going to come pitom. It's going to come before you don't even realize it. It's going to come in a second. So he writes that in Asif HaSakenim, in the 12th parak. So you have to know pitom is always a crucial word. So here too it says pitom hayadavar. Hashem helped it happen even quicker than naturally possible, and everybody realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on their side. Okay, we will stop here in the first parak relating to Chizkiyo HaMelech.